RSN Central.
Greenlight on.
With Dan Malicki.
Time to chat about the hot topics in the sport of harness racing. Dan Malecki joins me for Green Light On for this Thursday, the 4th of June. Good morning or afternoon to you, Dan.
Yeah, hi, Gareth. Good afternoon to you.
We just heard from the racing manager at Harness Racing Victoria, Stephen Bell, about a host of different issues. The big talking point, I know that you're keen to have a chat about this, is the Victoria Cup. We won't get a decision for probably another week. They're deciding whether to keep it in the same spot, which is in the latter part of October on Caulfield Guineas Day, but that could change still because I know the MRC, and it's been in the headlines of recent times, want to push their carnival back to the latter part of November. Harness Racing Victoria need to make a decision shortly whether they keep the Victoria Cup in that particular spot or move it to a different date. If you were the boss of Harness Racing Victoria, if you were Dale Brown and Stephen Bell, what would you do with the Victoria Cup, Dan?
Oh, look, I'd run it in December. I'd take the slots of the Inter Dominion. I think that's, I've mentioned that a few times. To me, that makes sense. But Steve did bring up a pretty important point with the Victoria Cup working well on that race day, certainly last year. But the thing is about a lot of the big races, and this is to the detriment of harness racing, there's hardly been a feature race there that's carved in stone and occupies the same time slot. All of those feature races, you look at Kilmore Cup, Cranbourne Cup, Geelong Cup, the Ballarat Cups, Victoria Cup in particular, they've been handballed around different dates for a long time. So it's not as if a change was made, it's not going to hurt the long-standing history of the Victoria Cup, because it really has been treated like a yo-yo in the last 6 or 7 years. Oddly enough, if it did go to the middle of December, it was a date where it was run for a number of years. I guess the critical part to keep in mind here is that my suggestion of the Victoria Cup is to go to December. Now, that would work well, remember, with the VicBreds would be underway from that point and the finals run on New Year's Eve. Going forward, if that was going to be the program, New Year's Eve would host the VicBreds, not just this year, but any other year, we might be able to find a regular spot for the Victoria Cup. Otherwise, it can go back to its, well, it's not even traditional spot, is it, October? It's only been there for 2 or 3 years, Gareth, so I don't think any harm would be done there. What I can do, we might just run through, Gareth, some of the dates, just to revisit and remind our participants. Sunday, the 1st of November, is now Redwood Day. That's the day after the Derby Day, Flemington. Wednesday, the 4th of November, the Breeders' Crown Heats start. Saturday, the 21st of November, is the finals of the Breeders' Crown at Tabcorp Park, Melton. And then we, in the last couple of years, had country cups like the Geelong Cup and the Cranbourne Cup, which would be perfect as lead-ups to a Victoria Cup in early to mid December. I even mentioned having three round of heats almost as preludes to a Victoria Cup. And by doing that, you would get the good horses from all across Australia, not just coming for one race, but possibly for two or three. They could run in one of the Geelong or Cranbourne Cups, plus a prelude, and then the Victoria Cup. When the Victoria Cup was at its absolute best, what it had a week before was preludes. It was known as the Winfield Cup back in those days, and they would have preludes, and they were absolutely fantastic. And also to reiterate that the VicBred finals will be run on the 31st of December. So naturally the semis previous to that and obviously the heats leading up. So I find that there's a 2 week slot there in the first half of December that would fit perfectly for the Victoria Cup. And it could almost like be a carnival. Otherwise the Cranbourne Cup and the Geelong Cup, what are they sitting there for, Gareth? I think it would make perfect sense. It would have to be a reshape again. But also those figures in October, Victoria Cup was very good last year.
This is Green Light On with Gareth Hall and Dan Malecki. We're debating whether the Victoria Cup should be held in its regular spot these days in the middle part of October or be pushed back in the to the latter part of the year and take up the spot that has been now vacated by the Inter Dominion. Personally, I just keep it in the same spot, Dan Malecki. It's always been a race that's been a quality lead-up to say for horses are looking forward to going towards a New Zealand Cup campaign. We still don't know how much money they will be racing for over, well, this year anyway, for that New Zealand Trotting Cup, their biggest race over there in New Zealand. So I'd keep it in the same spot. I enjoy the lead-up races. It mixes in with the Melbourne Spring Carnival. Stephen Bell says it's a race that has been a wonderful turnover race since they've moved it to Caulfield Guineas Day. So I just keep it there. But I would only change it, however, if it's difficult for horses to travel, especially, say, from WA or even New Zealand to Victoria for the Victoria Cup. And if they could get a better field under these different circumstances, say, in the latter part of the year, I would move it then. But they need, if they are going to move it, they need to make a decision quickly because, as Adam Hamilton pointed out, WA are keen to take up that spot, and it would be a nightmare if the Victoria Cup and the W Pacing Cup and the Fremantle Cup decided to clash.
Well, they'd have to move that carnival. They've got their four-year-old classics then, which works well, and I don't doubt there would be much clashing with the top-line horses. But I just want to see, rather than have 1 week of top-class horses, what I'm about, in a Dominion, you see them multiple rounds. If the Victoria Cup was run on the date to replace Inner Dominion, these top horses get an opportunity to run for multiple weeks. I don't want to see them once. I want to see them two or three times, a bit like an Inter Dominion. The opportunity is there for that to happen. And you're the one that's been promoting the Metropolitan Racing and the good horses. There'll be no better horses than the ones that'll be coming for the Victoria Cup. If, you know, remember the Geelong Cup and the Cranbourne Cup? I'd love to see some preludes, say $30,000 preludes. Now, that sounds great, and it's very romantic, if you like. And I appreciate where Stephen's point of view was. That race, turnover that night for the Victoria Cup in the last couple of Octobers have been terrific. But I conceive that being replicated if the top horses could be running two of 3 weeks or three consecutive weeks. And it almost replicates an Inter Dominion. Don't you want to be a bit parochial? And in Victoria, have the best horses in Australia here at a time that's wedged in between the Breeders' Crown and the Vic Bred. It'd be like an eight-week carnival. I think it'd be outstanding.
Rob Orber joins Green Light On with his Trump selections, presented by the Victorian Harness Racing Club. The new era has begun.
Robbie Orber joins us. Are you with Dan Malecki here, Rob?
I'm just glad that Dale Brown gets paid the big bucks to deal with all this. There's so much to absorb, isn't there? And look, I think the most exciting part is that there's so many great suggestions that's been put forward that are all worthy of consideration. And I tend to agree with Dan. I mean, I'm certainly a very Victorian parochial person to try to get the best racing product for our people. And if we can keep horses here for a longer period of time and they're racing here and we get to see them, it can only benefit our industry. So, no, I'm not against it. I think there's a lot of great suggestions being made by a number of people, and Dan's making one of them as well.
Yeah, there's so many different options that HRV can take up, and all they need to do is make a decision and let everybody know if it's in the latter part of the year or we keep to that original date in October. Redwood Day is a big tick for mine. It's going to be one hell of an end to the year anyway in the sport of harness racing with the Breeders' Crown, the Vic Bred, and now Redwood Day, and hopefully the Rattler will be still going on that 1st of November, Dan. It's one of the great days in harness racing, especially in regional Victoria.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. And the truth is, it's probably not going to be having to kick the dew off the grass with those early starts if you're taking the Red Rattler. Hopefully it is up and about, but it's a wonderful day. I know people, friends of mine, that have been going on it since its inception. So it'd be nice to get up early in the morning, perhaps with a T-shirt on, as opposed to rugged up with all the Eskimo gear for a change.
And it'll be interesting to see what happens, Robbie, with the Inter-Dominion. Obviously, there's no Inter-Dominion this year, which is a little bit disappointing for the harness racing fans, because it is the race that I think everybody wants to win, and some of the owners that have got a horse good enough to compete in an Inter-Dominion. I just hope now that Harness Racing Australia especially leads the way and the state bodies get right behind them. Find a, for crying out loud, find a... and work out a funding model for the Inter-Dominion, keep to that funding model so this particular situation never happens again?
Don't stake the fire here with me, Gareth. Look, I'm very disappointed with the decisions that have been made. I'm very disappointed. I feel that the leadership at the top from Harness Racing Australia to allow it to get to this point is really disappointing. And the clubs involved, I mean, that's our pinnacle event. I think New South Wales should have upheld their arrangement. I think Victoria should have upheld their arrangement to hold it here next year. I find it quite mind-boggling. Look, I'm not part of that discussion point. There's obviously reasons behind it, and I know everyone's trying to do the right thing to support each other, but the reality is the industry as a whole needs to really start looking at themselves in every department and making sure that we are effective, our decision-making is effective, our funding modelling is effective. Everything needs to be turned upside down. And right now, we're seeing quite a number of areas. We've seen APG making some great positive changes. We've got Nutrien on board. We've got a new CEO at HRV. I tell you, every corner of our industry needs to be turned upside down, and we have to find the right people in the right jobs doing the right decisions.
All right, then, time to help us find a winner there in the sport of harness racing over the next couple of days. Robbie Alba, thanks to the Victorian Harness Racing Club. What's your best for, I don't know if it's the weekend now, but what's your best bet coming up?
Well, I think Friday night, tomorrow night at Tabcorp Park, Melton, Ego Dan gets a really good chance tomorrow night. He's drawn barrier two. It's a really good race. Some really nice horses engaged, but Emma Stewart and Alan McDonough have done a really good job with Ego Dan. I thought he was a nice run last week. Barrier two puts him into a pretty good spot. I think it'll be pretty hard to beat race four, number two, Ego Dan at Tabcorp Park, Melton. The Victorian Harness Racing Club, as you know, made those great announcements with the bonus races. We've got the website not far off from launching, which will allow people to get their new memberships in early July, Gareth. So we'll keep you up to date with that. And there's a lot of good announcements coming up over the next 4 to 8 weeks of the Victorian Harness Racing Club. The announcements won't be stopping, and we'll have some more news very soon about the club and some of the future direction that we're taking.
All right, then. Looking forward to those decisions, Robbie. Love your passion. We'll catch up with you for Gate Speed on Monday.
Look forward to it, boys.
Dan Malecki, thank you. You keep fighting.
Happy harnessing,
Gareth. Yes, good punting as well, Dan Malecki. Looking forward to cracking the codes. Matty Craven, your special guest,